721 starting lineup, 99.1 The Sports Animal. Will West, Eric Kane here with you, 656-9900. If you want to get on board, you hear Rocky Top, you know what that means. Kaner's here with the UT football practice report. Take it away, Eric Kane.
Yeah, it's officially a sellout for Saturday's game against Ole Miss. The game, which is already going to be checker kneeling contest. It'll be the first Vols home game sellout since the Georgia game back in 2017. I was at that game. It wasn't much fun. Kickoff is slated for 7:30. Tennessee assistant coach Brian Jean-Marie, Cody Burns, they met with the media yesterday, as did players Jaquan Blakely and Javonte Payton. All that audio and video is up on the website at 99.1thesportsanimal.com. Jean-Marie said he's still searching for a fourth linebacker now, with Juwan Mitchell being out for the remainder of the season. He said reserves Pat Garland, William Mohan, and Aaron Beasley are getting looks now in practice, but no one's really been separating themselves. I would anticipate just having those three linebackers for as long as they possibly can, but obviously injuries are always a concern. This NC football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design and construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527. Should mention Josh Heupel will be on the SEC teleconference this morning, and he will be at Vol calls later on tonight as well.
All right, quarterback battle. Hendon Hooker, Matt Corral. How good of a quarterback battle is this right now?
Like, you know, whenever you're just talking about, like, oh, yeah, this Tennessee Ole Miss game, two great quarterbacks. I mean, Hendon Hooker's not really considered a great quarterback, but you look at the stat sheet in certain areas. I mean, in terms of quarterback rating so far this year, I mean, he's one of the nation's best. He leads the SEC. He is right in front of Corral at 1-2 in the SEC and at 5-6 around the country. He's protected the football and his abilities to change the game with his legs. Same with Matt Corral. Matt Corral's got the stats. Matt Corral's got the hype and the name to kind of back it up. But you've got two offenses that are very similar, two quarterbacks that are playing at an extremely high level. Matt Corral is better. I'm not trying to say Hendon Hooker is better than Matt Corral. That's not true. Matt Corral is better, but both quarterbacks are playing at an extremely high level right now. And that's why I think that there's going to be a whole lot of points in this football game. So I think an underrated storyline outside of Lane coming back to town, outside of Heupel going up against his former OC, outside of two high-scoring offenses, it simply is quarterback A to quarterback B who's going to outperform the other.
All right, so defensively, we know what the players on offense for Ole Miss. Defensively, what do we need to know?
Chance Campbell, a transfer from Maryland, is their best player, Mike linebacker. He's got almost 40 stops on the season, five TFLs, a couple fumble recoveries. He's the guy in the middle. He's really good. Otis Reese plays that star position. He's probably their best defensive back and obviously a team leader back there in the back end. Kedron Smith is a cornerback who also can play safety. He leads the team with two interceptions. And Sam Williams on the defensive line, big guy, five sacks on the season so far. Ole Miss tries to be very multiple, even more multiple than what Tennessee is, in my opinion. Sometimes they'll be three-man. They're usually four-man fronts. Sometimes they go heavy dime package with six DBs on the field at one time. They move it around an awful lot, but nothing seems to be working. I remember Lane Kiffin in the offseason saying how the defense has been greatly improved, and we all talked about that defense after the Louisville game to open the season. And again, better competition, Arkansas and Alabama. Tennessee's not played those teams. That defense has just not been good so far.
All right, so the center for Ole Miss. We played the comments yesterday from Lane Kiffin about the environment at Neyland Stadium. The center for Ole Miss, what do you think? What did he have to say about the environment at Neyland Stadium?
Well, he's never played here. He's a transfer from Utah, but he's heard the stories. He's watched the film and everything, and he said, hey, I know it's going to be just a crazy environment. It's going to be so loud, and I know a lot of that responsibility falls on me because just like Cooper Mays when healthy, just like Jerome Carvin in this offense right now, the center sets the tempo. It all starts with the center. I mean, it sounds silly, but when you run tempo, you got to get the ball set, right? Center can't lollygag around. You got to get up the line of scrimmage because no one else can get set and get ready until he is set. And so he said Orlando Umana is his name. He said, it all starts with me. It's going to be very critical. We're going to have to go hard count sometimes. The communication is going to be vital because it's going to be so loud. And just getting my butt to the line and getting set in a hostile environment like Neyland Stadium, that's going to be the challenge.
That's a pro mindset for that young man, yeah. Isn't it?
I agree. It is.
Good for him. That's Eric Kane, UT Football Practice Report. Who makes UT Football Practice Report possible again, Kaner?
Yeah, each and every day. It's Pools by Heritage. You can go ahead and give him a call today. Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.